Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Ubering couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 27th, 2017.
And this is episode 215. What's going on, everybody?
Hi, everyone.
Just want to say that this show is dedicated to the family and friends of Roger Ralph Windwalker White. And just want to say, dear friend of many in our community, a good friend of ours who passed away, just want to say you want to be missed, man. All right. Whew. I wasn't expecting that for a minute. Had to catch myself for a second. What's going on, everybody? Yeah, as we said, good friend, council leader, officer of AIE, good friend of many that knew him, Roger White. He's taking that great walk. And he's going to be missed.
Yeah. It was nuts when we heard about it. We were just like, and yeah, it's one of those things like you don't expect that comes out of nowhere.
Yep.
And causes the crap out of you.
It does. But he's going to be missed. And there was a memorial for him yesterday in all the games and in the town hall and Discord, and it was nice to be with folks and just having great memories of remembering Ralph and what he meant so much to everyone. I mean, he was, you know, Scott said it, we've said it, everyone said it, Ralph was the, you know, when people say online friend, he was the online friend. So anyway, yeah, it's February 27th, 2017. This is episode 215, even though Renee has a 214 in the notes. But the
title—you
changed the title. But it was enough.
I could have swore I changed this too.
I just did that. But the title.
I think you're messing with
me. But you know what? The title is what I always look at. So thank you for doing that, because I did not have it open. But yeah, so. As you're probably like, what in the world? Why are they Ubering? Why are they the Ubering couple? And
people,
I just want to say,
we're taking Uber.
Yeah, that's so we're not taking Uber. I decided it'll be 2 weeks on this coming Wednesday. So on the 15th of... did I really do this the day after Valentine's Day?
What?
Uber? I really did Uber the day after Valentine's Day.
You think so? I guess so.
I did.
Is that weird or something?
I don't know. It was just really weird. So on the 15th of 2017, I started driving for Uber just so I could get out and meet people. And it was just a good time. And I have to say, big shout out to the three ladies who were my first ride. I can't remember your names.
That was awesome.
But you ladies were amazing. And I know one of them was like a social media tycoon here in Louisville.
Social media tycoon?
Yeah, man. She running it. She run the town. So I hope she's listening to the show. And I was going to say thank you, ladies, for being my first amazing ride. You popped my Uber cherry.
Woo-hoo.
And the conversations that we had on the way down was amazing. I got to tell Renee about it, you know, give my 2 cents on how far the bed should be from the wall.
Dude,
you know, and yeah. and the
That's
great
only if you have a roommate.
If you have a roommate. And if you live in a shared wall, if you have a shared wall.
If you have a shared wall with someone.
And so I have to say that was some good conversation about, you know, not having a shared wall. But hey, before we get into my Ubering adventures, babe, who do we have with us in the Valen Tavern today?
Today in the Valen Tavern, we have Moo Hogan is here.
What's up, Moo?
JK Grammar is here.
JK!
And Zobby is here.
Yay. I also see a spiral shape.
I always can't find the viewer list on this.
It is the hamburger menu. And a Shara 15, what is going on? So,
hey, y'all.
Yo, so yeah, thanks for being here. And
So I predict the Uber, you're going to be famous around the city.
I don't know if I'm going to be famous. I don't know.
You're going to be the Uber driver everybody hopes they get.
I want to be the Uber driver that everybody hopes that they get. But I have to say, you know, I had a good time. You know, I don't even know where to start. All right.
First, start with why you decided to Uber.
Okay, so I first started deciding to Uber to kind of say, one, have some extra funds. You know what I'm saying?
It's always nice.
And then also, Renee, you know that I like driving.
You do like driving.
I like driving.
I hardly ever drive when we.
So like when we go on long trips, I find it soothing and what's the word?
Cathartic.
What's the word? So what's that derived from? Cathartic. That sounds like a catheter. And cathartic supposed to be like relaxing. And when I think of cathartic, I think like catheterization, a catheter. So where is cathartic?
Let me see.
Based up from
early 17th century.
Okay.
From medical use.
It's a medical
cleansing.
Oh really?
Yeah. Catharsis.
Catharsis, okay.
Purging of emotions, catharsis.
Okay.
So, cathartic is more like stress reliever. I feel washed away and rejuvenated.
Okay. See, this is why I love Renee. Renee helps educate me.
Well, I looked it up.
I mean, this country guy here, you know what I'm saying? I know you looked it up, but see, I'd be like, I wonder what that means. And I'd be like, I'll look it up later. You know, and this is one of the reasons why I struggle with reading books sometimes, because I'm so focused in on the words that I have to know what that word means. Even though by what the author is doing, I really don't have to know, but with how I am, I have to know. So I used to spend time looking up words in dictionaries while I was reading, and that always slowed me down.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So
I find
driving cathartic. You know, I find it cleansing. I like meeting new people. It helps bring it helps me decompress. I mean, I decompress here at home.
Right.
I decompress playing Overwatch. I can decompress just sitting here in this chair playing a game. But that's not always good, you know. So I decided to go out, meet some folks, and just drive the city of Louisville. I've seen places in Louisville that I never seen before, and it's amazing. This city's pretty doggone crazy. I've been to Indiana more in the past 2 weeks than I have since I lived in Louisville. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I got a yay, your toll balance is low. You might want to put some money on here.
Because you've been going.
Yeah, So it's been great. So so my rides that I had, so I had the three ladies that were amazing, and they had already started their day, their evening, and I dropped them off in Indiana, and then I picked up someone that was at a birthday party. She also had twins. I'm trying to think of my highlights. So my biggest highlight of Ubering was a lady I picked up here on this side of town, and come to find out, she's transgender, and I got to tell her about my niece, whom I love. I got to tell her about our friends that are transgender, and she was just beautiful. And not saying that transgender people aren't beautiful, but it was just like, we were just talking, and we were talking about different stuff, and it just, and you're probably like, how did it come up, you know?
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't want to share too much.
Not too much.
But it just came up, and the way that, you know, I could just tell, and she had a beautiful soul, beautiful spirit.
Yeah, I love people have beautiful souls.
And she was like, and she saw Renee's picture on the phone. She's like, oh, she looks so fun. I was like, she is. And so we pulled up to her place where I was dropping her off. And George Michael comes onto the radio, and she's like, oh man, I love this song. Can I just sit here and listen to it? And I was like, sure, we can sit here and listen to it. And I turned the car off. I ended her trip. So that, you know, it wouldn't charge her for the time. Because I'm not going to do that. Because I was like, this is going to be my last ride anyway. Because I'm in the night on a high note.
Yeah.
And then we got out of the car. We hugged.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man. And she wants to do a podcast or a vlog or something about inner beauty and everything else. And finding who you are. And we talked about a transition. Talked about... what my niece has been going through and stuff like that. So, it's been great. It was just great just to meet someone. That was by far my favorite.
Someone out here is all pissed off. I thought that was your favorite. Somebody out there is like,
but no, you know. I mean, I had some other favorites too. You know, there was the couple that met at Police Academy that were here.
You didn't tell me this one.
Yeah, I did. They were the police officers that met in Police Academy. I did tell you this one. I did.
Was I half asleep?
No.
I don't know.
Anyway, they were police officers. They were from San Diego because they went to the restaurant right next to the Bowman Field Airport. I told you there was a restaurant in the Bowman Field office. Okay, you must have been somewhere else, but
I don't know. Yeah.
But
it's nice to hear about all your
So I dropped them off, and they were pretty cool. They had met in Police Academy. They were both law enforcement officers. They were here from San Diego just for a trip, and they were going to this restaurant, and they were just here for, you know, just to get away from it all. And it was warmer here than it was in San Diego. So it was warmer here than it was in San Diego.
Yeah, there's some parts that aren't as,
Yeah. So that was fun. And then I picked up a bunch of drunk folks. And then...
It's not all roses.
It's not all roses. And it's not all bad either. I picked up... the other night, I picked up two couples from the bar. They had been bar hopping. And I was driving them, and we went up like three blocks. And then all of a sudden, I hear, I was like, okay. And then I heard the guy and the other couple say, you got to breathe slow. You got to breathe slow. Breathe slow. Stop breathing so shallow. And I was like, are you going to need a bag? Because I was prepared. I had bags behind my back seat in the pocket there. Just in case I start getting some sick riders. So I pulled a bag out for her, and about 15 seconds later, she was...
I would have been like...
All in the bag, and she was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not this kind of person.
No, she didn't say that.
Yes.
She said, you didn't tell me that.
She was embarrassed. She's like, this is not how...
I'm not this kind of person.
I've never done this before. And they were trying to come and say, everybody's done this. Everybody. I'm sitting there like, Nick. I was like, shit. No, I haven't. No, bro. I ain't never got that sick. But I wasn't going to do that to her.
I got sick.
Yeah.
First time I got drunk. Only. That was the only time I got
Yeah, so... So she threw up in that one bag, and then I dropped one couple off, and I was like, can you throw that bag out? And I was hoping that she was going to be getting out, but she didn't, which was cool. It was fine. But the trip was like 30 more minutes to where she had to go. So, but it was all good. She was all sad, and she was wondering if she was afraid that she was going to throw up in the car. Because she gets charged, they get charged $125.
She was really.
So she was like, you know, and I was like, look, don't apologize unless you get it on me. You know, if you get it on the car, you know, you're just going to be charged. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're my last ride tonight because I'm done with the, I'm not done, like, I'm not going to do it again, but I was done. I had hit my point that night. I was like, okay, people are being wild tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
So do you think weekends are going to be a no for you?
Oh, no. Like, weekends are going to be fine. Okay. As long as we don't have anything going on.
Okay. Well, I meant more so the craziness of the people.
No, it's not. I mean, overall, that was just one. Okay, there were more drunk people, but... I mean, that was the only one where it was kind of like, you know, I haven't had any angry drunks.
Yep.
Haven't had any racists. So, you know, I'm good. I haven't had anything call me out my name or anything like that. But overall, it's good. I meet a lot of great people, you know, and I mean, I like it. I like it. From the $2 fares to the $20, $30, $40 fares. You know,
I see why I like it. It's like I feel like I get my time, my me time, and then when he comes home, it's like pretty awesome because it's like, yay!
He's like, oh, I'm refreshed. The girls got on my nerves. Jay got on my nerves. I just don't feel like having to worry about being around anybody. I just want to be. Is that right, babe?
Just want to be.
I don't want to be like, if I want to work out, I want to work out and not be like, oh, Jay's playing Overwatch waiting on me. Is that what it is?
No, not so much.
So what is it?
I don't know.
You got to explain this.
Why?
Because our listeners want to know.
Nope. So explain what? Like, not the me time, but more so what?
Are you listening to the questions I'm asking you? Huh? So, let's be real. Are you listening?
No.
All right. See, I can deal with that.
Okay.
I'm looking at you.
I am listening with my whole body, as Cookie Monster says.
I'm listening with my whole body. No, you got to say it like Cookie Monster.
I am listening with my whole body.
All right. So, is it the fact that you're like, hey, I can go work out, and when I'm working out and Jay's playing Overwatch, I'm like, oh man, I need to hurry up and finish my workout because Jay's playing Overwatch and he's waiting on me.
Nope.
It's not that?
Not at all. No, it's not.
So what is it?
Just me.
It's just you?
Yeah, it's just me. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Okay.
I'm a very much a person who can just be alone all the time.
Okay.
I'm a weird person.
But here's the thing. So Renee and I had a conversation. So we were talking about. So we're learning about each other. See, that's the thing about we always learning more about each other.
Never stop learning.
So one of the things, like when she went to Charleston and she got back, I asked her, "Did you miss me?" And she was like, "No." She was like, "No, I didn't miss you."
The way you put it makes me sound very heartless.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, that's kind of how you answered.
Well, yeah, but I didn't feel like I answered, like, I don't know. Okay. All right.
No, I mean, it was a matter of fact, no. I was like, okay, you know. But we come to find out.
Dude, keep going.
No, yeah. What? Dude,
no,
go
no,
ahead.
No,
go
dude,
ahead.
I was about to interrupt you. We're going to talk about the same thing anyway.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say.
I'm talking a lot.
No. Okay, no, I was just going to. Talk about what you were talking about.
No, go ahead.
I got excited. I just interrupted you.
So Renee, I'm gonna let Renee finish. So what? So when I asked you, what did you learn? When I asked, did you miss me? What this week did you learn that I'm actually asking you?
Jay's asking me, did you think about me? But when I say, did you miss me? I'm thinking that there was a hole in your life at that particular point, and you were pining for me and wishing with all your soul that I was there. That's missing someone. Something is missing.
So I learned from Renee that missing for her is that I'm like, it's like, oh, where art thou, my Renee?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe without you
because I miss you so much.
Where art
thou, my Athena?
When we were in a long distance relationship, that was missing.
Now, I think you might need to have the mic closer to you.
That was missing.
For Renee, when we were in our long-distance relationship, when we were further away, that was missing for Renee. See, that right there, that wasn't missing. That was just effing torture. That was for me.
We have different levels.
Yeah, probably. So that's what that was for me. It was kind of it was torture. I mean, it was to the point where I was like, this has got to be... We got to close this gap. You know, it was just like, So that wasn't missing for me. That was just like, oh my God. That was just horrible. Missing for me is just like, yeah, I thought about you. Yeah, I miss you. I mean, it was kind of like, oh man. You know, I miss hanging with Renee. You know, I wish Renee was here to keep me warm up on this couch right here or something like that. That right there is missing, you know.
No,
so for Renee, that's not missing. That's just like, yeah, I thought about you. I wish Jay was here to keep me warm for a second. Or I wish Jay was here so he can go turn that light on for me.
I think about you all the time. You didn't know that I think about you all the time.
So
I'm telling you right now, I do.
So I don't know. I don't know how that is for everyone else. I mean, I like to know what other people think, what missing is for them. Is missing for you? Is it that deep longing for, oh my God, I miss you. My soul hungers for you when you're not here missing. Or it's just like, hey, yeah, you know, I miss JK. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't here today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like... Yeah,
you know, like if JK wasn't here or any of the other folks that were here that were not here, that's
maybe,
like
I'm pretty sure it's just me.
I don't know.
I'm probably just a little.
I'm trying to figure out.
So I'm not heartless like you think I am.
I didn't think you were heartless. I was just like, that's just Renee.
So you thought I didn't think about you at all while I was gone?
No. I thought you didn't think about me.
I'm sorry. All this time you've been thinking that.
Man, I mean, I was over it. I was like, that's Renee.
You're over it now, but you weren't over it then.
I was over it then. It took me about 24 hours. This motherfucker. I was like, what the hell? I was like, she's just like, what? You know?
I'm like, who have I married and why?
I was like, that's who I know. I wasn't like, it wasn't like, who have I married? I was like, it was more like, that's who I married.
Yeah, because
that's how it was.
You knew what you were getting into when you married me.
Right. I was like,
it was very matter of fact.
Yeah.
When we discussed marriage, so.
Aw, Asheri15 said it's when everyone has someone to hold their hand and I don't. # long distance.
I know how it is.
Yep, that was rough.
It was rough.
LDRs.
You made it through.
LDRs are hard, but I will say, I think LDR is what solidified a lot of it.
It helped us.
And being friends beforehand and just getting to know each other. And I think that built the communication up a lot.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we say a whole lot by not saying anything. You know, because, you know, as I was talking to Renee and I said something.
What? You said as you were talking to me.
Talking to Renee, and Renee just thought what she's doing, and she looks at me like, I'm listening to you
with my whole body.
But it's like when I asked, I asked you the question, you wasn't really listening to me. And that happens often. Yeah, it happens often. And see, again, that's what I married. That's who I married. You know?
That doesn't mean I can't work on changing.
Babe, compared to how you used to be,
it's better.
Is like 100 times better.
Oh, wow, 100. Wow.
Oh, yeah. 100 million times better. And I think, have I improved on anything?
Yes.
Okay, what was one thing that can you name one thing that I improved on?
Very insecure.
I was very insecure. I feel like I still am.
Well, you are a little bit, but before you were like to the point where like I was like, look, I promise I'm not gonna leave you.
Look,
I promise
mother,
I'm not gonna go anywhere. You need to stop apologizing for stuff you didn't even do. So and
yeah, I have no problem blaming you for shit now.
No, you don't. Renee, you this and this and this, and I'll be like, oh crap, I did, didn't
I? Yeah.
But I feel like you're the only one who can deal with my crap. Like,
I feel like you're the only one who can deal with mine,
I got
too.
Some crazy crap. And for those of you who didn't know, Jay had to convince me to get married. I mean, like,
oh
for
Lord,
real
Lord. Now convince. I feel like, yeah, now I feel like I don't want people
not marry him in particular, but I was of the mindset I'm never getting married.
Oh, that okay.
That
okay.
Kind of not being with you,
right?
Just so much that I don't want to ever get married again. And
because
so,
Renee thought she was a bad person.
Well, you know, I am an impulsive person, and
we're all impulsive people.
Yeah. Well, I have
some
I
people
have
just
had,
can't control.
I've had a, exactly. I've had a hard time controlling my impulses in the past. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to be in a monogamous relationship because
I want what I want, and I want what I want.
Exactly. If I happen to want someone at that particular moment, I didn't want, but I value the monogamy I have with Jay more so than wanting what I want, what I want, what I want. So, I'd rather be with him. I'd then, rather be. Is then, that a song?
Huh?
I'd rather.
Oh, hello.
Okay, anyway.
Unless it's Idris, right?
Man, I wouldn't do it, but it would be all up in here, though. It'd be pretty.
Well, if it's up in here,
mind sex.
If it's up in here, you already committed it.
Is that what people say?
I'm just messing with
Is that a
you.
Thing people say? Because I feel like I need to apologize to you right now.
I need to tell you some things, babe.
Yeah, I need to.
I got some things in my mind that babe. I need to apologize to you for. Will you forgive me?
Sorry.
You won't catch anything, though.
Yeah, exactly. STD free.
I know.
That stuff is.
How did we get into this long ass relationship talking about
Uber? And then we talked about, I don't know.
Oh, about missing and everything else.
Yep, missing. Okay. Oh, we're done with Uber. Oops. Okay. So, I want to talk about my hobbies that I've been doing.
Your mahogany.
Yeah, I've been doing two things at the same time. I usually do two things at the same time. Well, three things, actually.
Because
I do three things at the same
because
time.
That is my wife.
I read.
Yes.
And on my Kindle. And I have been into the Joe Vampire series. Love it. It's still, his snarkiness is like me. But it's interesting. I'm in the third and final book. And I'm almost done with that. I have plenty of books to read thanks to BookBub, so I will never be wanting for books.
I'm telling you, BookBub is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I gotta fire. Well, I need to finish up the other two books from that other book that I read that I wanted to read, because I have to find out what happens next. That's how they get me. But also, while I read, I am watching Netflix, and I have been ripping through Netflix series.
Man.
And even a couple of movies that I thought they were, it was a series, but they were movies. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I watched a movie. Let's see. I watched and finished Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, Between, iZombie, Santa Clarita Diet, Sense 8, 3%, The Ark, iBoy, and I'm currently in the second season of Wind Calls the Heart. That is a very eclectic mix of things, if you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess you can kind of see a theme. Zombies, Santa Clarita, Sensei.
Sad. Just sad.
No.
Just sad.
The Santa Clarita Diet's not sad. Now, A Series of Unfortunate Events is... Because it's a series of unfortunate events. Everything, I like.
Out of all of those, which one of those were, how many of those were comedies?
iZombie.
And Santa Clara?
Yeah, and Santa. So two.
Okay.
Two. Well, if Lemony Snicket, it's kind of.
It's dark humor.
It's dark humor, so that kind of counts, right?
No.
But I think I like dystopian future stories. Like, the world is all messed up, and here's how the humans have to survive.
So, is that, does watching that help you cope with today's situation with Trump being in office?
I don't think it's it. No.
Okay, I thought maybe you was watching it, so you'd be like,
hey,
at least, you know, I don't have a neighbor eating me or trying to eat my husband.
Okay, well, yeah, that. So I have been really, really enjoying my time. And while I watch Netflix, I have to say, every time I finish like a really deep, heavy one, I have to have a palate cleanser because I can't watch heavy all the way through. But so now my palate cleanser is this Hallmark type show called Wind Calls the Heart.
And I tell you, you can always tell it's a Hallmark show just by how the camera moves and everything else.
It's one of those great, very clean shows. Very, that they, the kind of shows they recommend like in a Christian bookstore. That kind of show. But it's very cleansing.
Well, that's good, baby.
So, and then I'm going to dive back into some messed up stuff again. While I do that, I also play my time resource management games.
Yay! So what are you playing?
Oh, gosh. So,
or do you want to talk about
it? Yeah. So after trying and throwing away so many resource management games, I have decided on three that I like. One is a Facebook game, and it's Dining Zoo. Animals are going to a restaurant and cooking. It's really. I kind of like the art, surprisingly. So The art's nice. And on my iPhone, on iOS, I am playing World Chef in My Cafe. My Cafe is totally different from World Chef. Well, not totally different. It's kind of totally different because you don't queue up orders like that. So it's a little different.
Okay.
But I refuse to spend money. Refuse to spend money on coins, gems, whatever else they have for me to get more of things. I refuse. So things take a little longer. Jay's a doll face and signed up for World Chef so he could help clear my grape field.
I can help her clear a grape field now, even though I don't have a chainsaw.
And so it's those games are very relaxing. It's very relaxing. Like, I don't care how long it takes for a recipe to get done. It's going to get done eventually.
Right.
So I just set it and I come back to it the next day. It's so. And it, yeah, Ashara, very addicting, can I say? I am level. Yeah, I have it open. Sue me. Level 21 right
see,
now.
See, I wasn't going to call you out.
I mean,
but it's, that's
it's
why
just, it's see, just going in the background.
That's why when I was talking to her, I knew that's what you were doing.
I know.
But I wasn't going to call you out. But I just kind of called you out. But you brought it out first.
Like, I'm not going to call you out, but here I am calling you out.
Yeah.
Is what you just said.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, anyway, yes, it is a addicting.
I know, JK. I don't know why Renee won't watch Voltron. I mean, I finished it.
I'm gonna watch. Hold on. Let me check and make sure Voltron is. I think it's.
See,
I'm pretty sure.
She's got to see if it's even on her damn list.
Voltron. Yes, it's on my list.
You know why?
Little check mark right there.
You know why it's on her list?
Why?
Because I went on that account and I added it.
Don't
tell Renee.
No, you didn't.
Don't tell Renee.
But anyway, so I do all these three at the same time. And Jay.
This is the Whisper Song.
Oh my God. Where is it? We'll talk about the Whisper Song. I do want to talk about the Whisper Song because it was just funny. But so it's funny that you probably don't think it's weird anymore that I do these things all at the same time. My dad would think it was just amazing. It would floor him.
I think it's, and then your dad just asking, you know, if I read.
He did ask. say if he reads.
I was reading the book. He was like, you read?
Do you read? Like, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, really? I didn't know. At first, I thought he was joking.
I didn't know what he was saying.
I thought he was joking.
I didn't
joking.
Know what he meant.
I thought, like, he was joking. Was he joking? He was joking. But I don't think.
I don't know.
Anyway. Anyway. So, okay. I went through a stage in my spiritual life. I think it's probably the best way to say it, right? I went through a stage in my spiritual life where I didn't listen to secular music. So that stage was like from 1997, 1998 until like 2004. When did Kanye West's album come out? First album.
I don't know. I'm going to watch Voltron next.
So Kanye West's first album, when did it come out? Hold on. Let me see. The College Dropout. College Dropout Amazing. Came out in 2003. Okay. So it's 2003. So there was like 7 years where I was like, no secular music. I had
7 years of amazing music.
6 years of amazing music.
Wow.
One song that I absolutely missed was Wait, the Whisper song by the Yin Yang Twins, apparently, according to Renee.
This is one of the songs you missed.
This is one of the songs.
I'm not saying that it was a worthwhile song you missed. But when I, like, Jay had never heard of it. I was like, you never heard of the Whisper song?
I never heard the Whisper song.
Let me just say, it is a dumb song. It's very lewd. So it's
very lewd.
It's not for children.
I don't even know if it's for grown-ass adults.
It is very...
Hey, how you doing, little mama?
And the whole song,
tell you something that you
is
might
them
like
rapping
to hear.
In a whisper.
You got a sexy ass body here. You
a whisper, y'all.
Mind if I touch it?
But
you see if it's soft.
But let me just say, this was like everybody loved this song back in the day.
Wait, do you
love
see my?
This.
Wait, do you see my?
Hey, girl.
Wait, do you see my? I'm gonna be.
I don't know. I don't even remember what the clean version said there. But I'm sure Ashley G3 Classy can remember the Whisper song.
And see, I have to say, I don't even think if I was listening to secular music back then, I don't think this would be one of the songs that I would listen to.
Oh.
Because, you know, I'm not the kind of person, you know, I hate the term, hey girl, I'm gonna beat that
Your vaginal area up.
I'm gonna beat your vagina up because I'm gonna be making love to you so hard. I'm just like
that's not comfortable,
right?
Like, why would you want somebody's genitals to be beat up?
I don't.
It's not sexy, y'all.
I mean,
so don't ever say that. Well, I guess if your loved one likes.
Okay,
that sort of
so
thing.
I mean, but now if you in the passion. I don't know. If you're in the heat of and you're just talking shit.
Yeah.
That's different. You know what I'm saying?
And plus, I mean, I think when they say that, they don't really mean go beat it up. And you're not going to use it as a punching bag.
You know.
So apparently we're creeping JK out. What? You don't like talking about sex and vaginas?
No, JK? me whispering it.
Oh, the whispering.
Yeah, the whispering. Oh, yeah. It's kind of.
It's kind of creepy now that you
Is there a clean version
it?
Whisper song?
Yes.
Clean.
Of course there
All
is.
Alright, here we go.
That's what I heard.
Here we go.
Okay. We should dance to that. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you a little something you might like to hear. You got a sexy body in your look so mind if I touch you and see if it's soft.
Okay.
Whisper song. So that was it. But the beat was hot. And
okay, yeah, the beat's hot.
Yeah, so that's all that mattered. But I talk so much crap about the music they have out now. It's really hard when I think about all the shitty songs we had back that up. Hey, little mama, won't you back that up?
Which one was that? That was
Juvenile.
Oh, see, I like that one though.
Yeah.
I like Back That Ass Up.
Okay, yeah.
That was fun.
It That's right. We can't say ass.
Yeah.
Ass. Back that ass up.
I like back that ass up. Hey, yeah. A little money, back that ass up. I mean, I like that. They used
to, and I used to back my ass up while listening to Back My Ass Up at the club.
Well, you
How
should.
How meta is that?
That's what you should do. I could never dance anyway.
Well, dancing back then was just grinding your butt into somebody's groin. So... At that particular moment, that's what dancing was at that point in my life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, nah. So yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what we've been doing. Oh God.
Okay. What else?
I know what else.
Boobs. What else we need to talk about? Boobs.
Let's talk about boobs. Oh, I got my Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
So they said dancing is still grinding your ass, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, still?
I sure would know. She's young enough. She knows. I should ask Brianna too. See, here's the weird thing. I think This is weird.
I mean, and this is not how dancing is for everybody. This is how dancing was for me.
Oh. My other Uber ride was Saturday night into Sunday. I was driving a girl. Her name was Savannah. And it hit midnight. And everybody in the car was like, "Happy birthday!" It was her 21st birthday.
So they like had a little
So they had like this headbanging EDM electric dance music. They were head banging. They were jamming in my car, and they were going down to give Savannah her first drink as Savannah and not as Brittany, because she was like,
I thought that was gonna.
She was because she's like she didn't have to have her fake ID where she was Brittany anymore.
And she I thought was that like, was hilarious.
So she was like, I'm gonna go get my first drink, my first legit drink, you know, and. And
were you? So did you start to crack up? I could just see you.
It
like,
was funny. They were cracking me up. I mean, because they was doing the whole, you know, hey, hey. That's all in the car. I was like, all right, they about to go down here and get turned up.
Yeah.
And it was weird. I had like a moment.
I had a moment where
I was like, she was like turning 21, and in April, my oldest is turning 20. And I mean, it's just
you had a moment of
like, damn, I'm old.
Yeah,
you know?
I haven't had two like those are not, you know, really
well. Okay,
me, but it's off.
So I'm not old. It's right. Just I think somebody else said it. Actually, one of the writers said you started early. Yeah. It was like, man, you started early.
Yeah, yeah, you really
and
did.
I did, and so it's kind of crazy. It's cause like. You know, I was 22. Well, I was turning 20. I was turning 22 when Brianna was born.
Right.
So when she turns 21, I'll be double her age for a couple of months.
Wow.
You know,
double.
That's crazy.
It is.
And I forgot how old I was today. This weekend.
Well, somebody asked me how old you were, and I couldn't remember for a
second. I'm 41, so I'll be 42 this year.
And they're like, what? You don't even know how old your husband is?
You should be like, look, ask him, because he probably won't remember either.
It's like, look, don't judge me, okay? And he'd be in, I didn't know what year he was born in until like our third year of marriage, so... Yeah.
Well, you didn't know my damn birthday.
Oh,
until
yeah.
I got third. You talking about?
I didn't know your birthday.
I was like, "Nay, was my birthday June 22nd." I'm like, "Really?"
He's right. He's not even kidding. Even a little.
You know. So, and
see,
just want to say,
people.
I'm going to hit up. I just want to say happy birthday to Aaron B from the Black Astronauts.
Happy
He's
birthday.
Here, and it looks like that also on Wednesday. Zobby's son, Kyle, is turning 21.
Wow.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute, Kyle.
No.
You're not old. Wednesday, our youngest. Who's the youngest? Oh, man, who's the youngest? Is that Mahogan's son? Or is that Kyle? Because Kyle's already 21.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Happy birthday to him. That's awesome.
Woo!
man. But yeah, so I thought on Youngest for a second, I was like, wait a minute, that's not Cal.
You know what? I'm glad that my friends are my friends, because if they weren't my real friends, they would think I was just the most horrible friend ever.
Why?
I don't remember crap about people's lives.
Hey, man.
Seriously.
Hey.
It's terrible. Like, I love you as a person, but I won't remember.
So Aaron, I got to ask you, man, how's my beard game? I don't have, am I even to the part where I would be counted as a member of the beard gang? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying. But, oh, everyone, I've been getting this beard oil. And I've been putting beard oil in here. And I've actually been trying to take care of my stuff, making it soft, you know. But, you know, I'm trying. It's a little thick.
Beard oil?
Oh, am I beard gang official? Oh, man, babe. I finally made it. Aaron has said I'm beard gang official now.
That's lovely.
You know how long I've been trying to be part of Beard Gang?
Really?
Yeah.
That long?
I've been struggling. You know.
Did it mean that much to you?
It did.
That accolade, you just...
Yeah, it's squeaky. It smells nice. Renee likes it.
I did like
Renee
it.
Renee likes it. I wash my beard. I try to make it smell nice. And I need to get some beard butter. No, I don't have no beard butter. I don't
beard
need,
butter's a thing?
Do I need beard butter?
I didn't know beard butter was a thing.
I don't need beard butter, I don't think. I just need that oil has moisturizing. It gets my skin under there and everything else. So, I like it. I like it. I even went and bought a brush. So, I brush my beard when I'm going to work. You know, just to, you know, I'm going to see how it goes. You know, every now and then I take a picture and it makes my face look fat. And I'm kind of like, we need to talk, Aaron. I need some lessons, you know. So, anyway, what's up, Jay Shroud? What's going on? What's good? All right, so I haven't even been playing, like, bumper music. I mean, background music, because this has been kind of one of those crazy nights.
Yeah, it's just one of them days.
Yeah, it's just one of those chill nights. I mean, I don't know why.
I don't have much to
And
talk
the funny
about.
part, I just had my...
You didn't have that much.
I didn't have it. I mean, I just had my bourbon cream. I decided, because I'm on call, so I didn't want to, you know. What? Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. So I'm getting, what, you want waves? No, I don't want waves in my beard. I got, man, it would be looking, I'm just trying, I don't know. I am OCD. I feel like if I don't brush it down, I mean, it's like.
So many brushes.
It's like. All out here. I got like all these gray hairs. So for folks that, if you don't have gray hair in your beard, I'm just letting you know, gray hairs come out like, they're like out here. You know, your beard be like right here and all of a sudden you got a gray hair that's sticking out like this right here. It's like.
Shut up.
It is. It's like, oh, that's a gray hair. You brush it and it's like, bang. And it just pops back up. You know, they don't lay down. It's crazy. I like being on video because you can't really see it, you know. But let me see.
You can't see it, can you?
I don't know. But anyway, all right, man. So, is there anything new, babe?
We went to Rodriguez.
Oh, snap. Yeah, so.
Did you turn off the music?
I did. So,
like, oh snap!
So we finally went to. So y'all know we always jamming the Wild Eggs and stuff. So we went to Wild Rita's, which is one of their other restaurants.
Which you did not know.
That we did not know.
Oh, whoa. I knew.
Oh, I thought you said we didn't know. I was just repeating. Did. Oh, so we're not going down this ship together.
Nah.
So Renee knew it was a Wild Eggs restaurant. I didn't know. Because Renee is amazing. She keeps me in line. And it was really good. Their tortilla soup was freaking amazing. It's amazing. The tortilla soup was so good. And I got a Mexican pizza that was so yummy.
This is the kind of place that is so good that you don't even care that they charge $2 for chips and salsa.
Yes, you guys
it's
heard
worth
right.
$2.
$2 for chips and salsa. The salsa is made. They roast they oven roast their tomatoes before they make the salsa. It was so good. So good. We'll be back. I'm sure we will. Girl, I'm going to be dead.
Do you see my
Wait, do you see my So, hey, y'all.
Wait, do you see
you know how you get in contact with us? You can reach us by email.
No. Okay, all right. That's enough. None of that.
Did the tortilla soup have cheese in it? I know they put sour cream on it.
I don't think it had cheese.
No, it didn't have. No, I didn't. I don't remember them having cheese in it.
I don't remember them having cheese.
It was and the tortilla. It didn't have like the strips. It was like tortilla straws. It was crazy, and they had like sour cream, and they had like chunks of chicken. It was, It was the same chunks of chicken they put in the tacos too.
Yes.
And your pollo verde taco was amazing. I think that was my favorite.
We'll be going back to Rodriguez sometime.
I didn't like the strip steak.
You didn't like the other one?
I didn't like the...
Oh. I liked it. The short rib one?
Yeah, the short rib one. It was all right. You know, but I like the chicken.
I want to try the other ones.
Yeah, so they have a lot of tacos. They were good. But if you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. And YouTube can be seen at
youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. My Twitter feed is the ice flow.
Yep. And Asher, I did see Brad's eyebrows on Sunday. And I told him congratulations for being white, because you can't even tell they're pink. But when they were first done, I'm very proud of him for following through. That meant a whole lot to not only me, but his friends and everything else. So that was huge for him to do that. And I was just really proud of that, you know. And I think after he did it, even though he lost, I think he was proud of it too. So I hope he is. I could be speaking for him, but I can kind of tell. He just seemed different when I saw him on Sunday. So let me know when you're back in town. I want to see you again, see you guys and everything else. So, so the one in St. Matthews, is there a Wild Readers in St. Matthews?
I wasn't aware.
We went to the one downtown. Yeah. So anyway, huge. Thank you to everyone that was here. Thanks for being here, everyone.
Thank you guys.
Hope you all have a great week. And, you know, just let us know if there's anything that we can ever do for you guys. Don't hesitate to let us know. And be a friend. Be a Ralph to someone.
Be a Ralph.
We all should strive to be like him. Be a friend to someone. Do something nice to someone online. Just know that don't discount friends that you may just see online, because they are true friends. And they give good love and they give good hugs.
You give good love.
And I think that's it. You know?
You knew I had to sing some Whitney after
you
said that.
Give good love. You give good love to me, baby.
Boops.
You give good
boops
to me.
B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b.
All right, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, y'all.
Holy shit, that was loud.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.
All right. Sorry about that. Hopefully that gets edited down.
That is how we met.